Pinchas is on the phone. Hello.
Good evening. How are you all?
I'm very well, thank you. I think you have something you'd like to ask Laura.
It's very well known that heat rises. So if I heat water, the hottest point of the water should be at the top. Why then, when I freeze water, does it freeze from the top down?
So this is a really brilliant question. It's all about how weird water is as a substance. Water, if you think about it, you know that ice floats. That's why your ice in your drink floats to the top. It's why we can ice skate on rivers, although make sure the ice is fairly solid first.
Good job you can ice skate on rivers rather than
having to go down to the bottom. But I think probably the wildlife and the fish in the bottom of the lakes are quite like that as well. It's all to do with the way that hydrogen bonds. So water bonds, and it forms these things called hydrogen bonds. So you've got the oxygen in the middle of the water and then these two hydrogens coming off of it. And so you're right that as you heat water up, it becomes less dense and it floats. But then at about 4 degrees, there's this wonderful sort of turning point. And actually, as you're cooling it down, it gets denser and denser. And then these hydrogen bonds come into play and it starts to make this structure, making it less dense. So that's when the cold water floats to the top and then eventually freezes.
So it's sort of almost starting to freeze in little lumps and then unfreezing. So more and more of it is in the sort of ice structure, so it's bigger than it should be, so it starts to expand as it gets colder, which is really, really strange.
Yeah, so absolutely. The thing about temperature you have to remember is it's an average, so things are going on at different temperatures.
It was an amazing episode of a David Attenborough programme where they were looking at life in the Antarctic and they show this very, very cold water coming down from the surface and then hitting the floor of the ocean, and it just comes down and freezes in like a stalactite going down, hitting the ocean floor and then spreading as a sheet of frozen water along the bottom, because once it had enough ice there to start the freezing process, that then kick-started the formation of a whole crystal and that whole nucleation process kicked in.
So that's something called supercooled water, which you can see, and it's really cool. If you get if you get water and leave it to stand, it can get colder than the freezing point without actually freezing. If you then pour it out, it'll freeze in amazing structures.
Thanks, Laura. And thank you, Pinchas, for a very good question.
Is water unique?
I wouldn't like to say definitely unique, because there can always, it's one of those really, really weird substances. You get different types of ice. So in different temperatures and pressures, ice can form different crystals, and there's all sorts of odd things that it can do.
It's certainly very unusual amongst the kind of everyday things you'd see. So if you had some oil and you froze that, oil ice would actually sink in oil. Now, we all think that would be really weird, but actually solids should be denser than liquids, so they should sink. We're just so used to water that we think ice floating is normal, whereas actually it's really quite strange.
Isn't there, Dominic, on some other planets, I mean, the people have said on Titan, Saturn's biggest moon, the pebbles that are made from the hydrocarbons that freeze on Titan would sink. They wouldn't float like the kind of ice that you get in the oceans here on Earth.
That's absolutely true. These moons of planets like Saturn, they have not water oceans, but oceans made of hydrocarbons, these materials like petrol, and they behave in the way that most materials do. Their solid forms are more dense and they sink as compared to ice that floats.
Thanks, Dominic. And thanks for a brilliant question as well, Pinchas. That's great to have you on the programme. You're listening to a special question and answer edition of The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, as well as Laura Howes, Dominic Ford, Ginny Smith and Dave Ansell. If you'd like to send any questions, you can do so to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can follow us on Twitter @NakedScientists, or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thenakedscientists. Now, we've also got an experiment for you to have a go at, or even if it's a thought experiment, if you don't fancy having a go at this one. Dave, what do you want people to try and do?
So basically, it's sort of a challenge, and when you know how to do it, it's a great way to confuse your mates. Work out how you can empty a bottle without damaging the bottle anyway, just by turning it upside down, how to empty it as quickly as possible. So if you've got any
give
ideas
a good squeeze.
How to pretend the bottle is made out of glass, you're not allowed to squeeze it. All you can do is move the
smash
bottle
it
around
with a hammer. If it's made of glass, that would empty it pretty quick.
It would certainly empty it very quick, though it would be less interesting scientifically.
Okay, so have a go, or have a think about it, and tell us how you think you would empty a bottle just by inverting it as fast as possible. Dave has brought in some apparatus, so you're going to do this towards the end of the show.
Yes, hopefully the expensive electronics will survive the experience.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Dave.